He has already designed where your life is supposed to go.
Dr. Tony Evans explains why that fact sets us free to put first things first.
Your job is not to create your life. Your job is to walk in His pre-planned purpose for your life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Dr. Evans has talked many times about the authority God has given us as believers. Today, he'll reveal what God wants us to do with that kind of power. Let's turn to the book of Genesis as he begins.
You see, in chapter 2, we're told in verse 7, the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, and the Lord planted a garden toward the east in Eden. And there he placed the man whom he had formed. His name was Adam, or Adam. Adam refers to that which comes from the ground. God made man from the ground he was to oversee. He would be like that which he was overseeing, for he was made from its very content. He then, watch this, placed man, a specific man, in a garden. A specific locale, we call it Eden or paradise, and this was to be the place where his managerial responsibilities were to be executed. In other words, in chapter 1, God gave the global role of mankind exercising dominion over the earth. But in chapter 2, he has a specific man, Adam, in a specific role, the Garden of Eden, carrying out a specific rulership task. While all of us have a role to play in Let Them Rule, chapter 1, of the whole earth, the way you contribute to it is by learning to rule your piece of the earth. Everybody in here has a garden, that is, a particular sphere of responsibility that God has placed within your care. It is the sum total of us that are supposed to rule the earth, but it is the individual case that rules your earth or your particular garden. This concept of you having a garden is found in the Bible in the concept of your calling or your divinely ordained reason for being. You have a garden, an area, a sphere, a world of influence, a scope of responsibility that's yours to take care of. So Adam is the prototype of you and me as to what we are to be doing in the garden that God gives us. And everybody has one. But you say, but God created Adam for that purpose. Well, Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's masterpieces created in Christ Jesus for good works. See, Adam had a first creation. You and I get a recreation. When we came to Christ, Christ recreated us for the garden of our own responsibility. Pre-planned it. It says it was planned beforehand, like the garden was planned for Adam, that we should walk or carry out our responsibilities in the context of that calling or that garden environment that God has created for every believer. So the worst thing in the world is to live your life and miss your garden. The worst thing in the world is to live your life, be recreated by God, and miss the sphere of responsibility that God has intended for you. Psalm 139 verse 16 says that God has already scripted out your life in advance. What you are supposed to do, what you have been ordained to do, has already, Psalm 139 verse 16 says, been written down in God's book. He has already predated your purpose. He has already set out the proposal of your destiny. He has already designed where your life is supposed to go. Your job is not to create your life. Your job is to walk in His pre-planned purpose for your life. Here we are. Adam has now been placed in his sphere of responsibility, and he's supposed to rule that. He's supposed to call the shots there, because remember, the guideline is let them rule. One of the ways we got through seminary was house sitting. We lived in a little old tiny apartment. I guess at that time we had 3 kids and, you know, had to do odds and end things to go through seminary. And one of the ways to get through was to house sit. Oh, did I love when our name got called to house sit. They were living large. I mean, you know, you got these 5, 6, 7, 8,000 square foot houses and they call us the house sit. Now, the folks would meet with us to make sure we were the ones they wanted sitting in their house and watching their kids, because they would leave their kids and go on vacation. And so we would house sit. And they would pay you to watch their house while they were gone. Some of them, they have Benzes, Rolls Royce in that, give you the key. Tell you, you can drive to school. When you get that kind of thing, you drive slow. So we house sitting and living, always the refrigerator and the freezer packed. Packed. Steaks, roast, pork chops, just packed. And they would always say, eat whatever you want. They would always say, eat whatever you want. As long as you take care of our house and our kids. In other words, there was an enjoyment coupled with an expectation. See, it wasn't just enjoy this garden we put you in. It's that while you enjoy the garden, fulfill the expectation. We didn't just invite you here for fun. Although we want you to enjoy staying here, we invited you here to take care of something for us. Okay, our garden, our home. God says, I have a calling for you. It is a fulfilling calling. It is an enjoyable calling. You are to cultivate the garden or the calling. But then he says, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. See, that's why in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, that's why the tithe was so important. The tithe was said, it was restricted for God. That was not your money. Why does God create a restriction? Why does God say the first tenth of what you get is not yours? The same reason he put the tree in the middle of the garden. Here it is. You can never have freedom without restriction. Once you have freedom and there is no restriction, you just introduce chaos. You just introduce chaos. You can't have a football game with no sidelines. If the running back can run up into the stands, out into the concession area, down into the parking lot, that's no longer a football game. That's a chaotic free-for-all. Freedom is not the absence of restriction. Freedom is operating within the restrictions legitimately. That's freedom. You can't have a tennis match with no baseline. You can't have a baseball game with no foul pole. You've got to have a restriction in order to enjoy the game. He says, I want to create a restriction. For you can enjoy shop till you drop. You can maximize the freedom I have given you as long as you do not cross this line. Why did God not want them to cross this line? The same reason why you have a line for your teenager. Because there was to be a permanent distinction between parent and child. There is to be a permanent distinction between God and man. God always wants you to remember you are a subordinate. You are not an independent living in a garden he made. We were never to forget when house sitting, this is not your house. Adam, I have a plan for you and a calling for you and a purpose for you, and I'm going to drop you in it. Your job is to develop it and keep the devil out of it. Now, here's the key to your developing your life in my garden and ruling my garden as I created you to rule it. You are to live, here it is, I'm stating it another way so that I can hopefully make it a little clear. You are to live your life and run your garden by revelation. That which I reveal. You are not to live your life and regulate your existence by, here it is, human determination. In other words, I don't want you to decide what's right and wrong. I will decide what's right and wrong for you. As long as I haven't called it wrong, it's right. You can eat from any tree of the garden. But I do not want you to use your information, knowledge, to make a determination about what's good and what's evil. You don't know enough to make those decisions. You're not smart enough. Anybody have any teenagers in your house who think they know enough to decide what they should do and what they shouldn't do? What's an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old doing trying to tell you how life works? You haven't been here long enough to know how life works. So I don't want, I would talk to my daddy and I would tell my daddy, "Daddy, you're getting these restrictions on me and I'm almost a man." He said, "When you buying your own house, paying your own bills, facilitating your own utilities, when you can afford your own car and your own gas, then you can discuss being a man. But as long as it's my house and my bills and my utilities and my buying you clothes and my putting gas in your car, you are to listen. I don't want you to determine anything. I want you to operate by revelation and not by your own information that leads you to make a determination about what's good and what's not, what's up and what's down, what's legitimate and what's illegitimate. I want to be the standard by which your decisions are made."
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to tell us more about why God's calls aren't to be questioned. Right now, though, he's here with a thought to share with us. Dr. Evans?
There is no question that we're living in dangerous, chaotic, and confusing times. In every direction you look, there is breakdown. Breakdown in people's lives and hopes, breakdown in families, churches that are no longer taking a stand, and a nation in constant conflict and confusion. If there was ever a time we needed the unapologetic, proclaimed word of God, that time is now. And we are committed to uncompromisingly proclaiming divine truth to a culture that is desperately in need for it. But we need your help. Would you give the Urban Alternative a generous year-end contribution to the proclamation and application of God's word for the transformation of a society that desperately is in need of it? We'll proclaim it if you'll help us to deliver it. Thank you for a generous year-end gift to this ministry so that we can fight the fight of faith with God's word. God bless you, and we are grateful.
We're counting on you, so please help us continue bringing you Tony's teaching in the new year. Get in touch with us today, make your contribution, and let us send you a Christmastime thank you gift, the Best of Tony Evans 2019. It's a giant set of 10 of his most popular messages of the past year, plus 10 bonus messages you can download, digging into subjects like dealing with the thorns in your life, overcoming worry and anxiety, developing unshakable inner peace, and much more. This collection makes a perfect Christmas gift for someone you care about. And right now, we'd like to make it a gift for you. Make your contribution online at tonyevans.org today or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information after part two of today's lesson and this.
Are you ready for devotions?
Yeah. And have I told you how happy I am we're getting into the Word together?
Now you have, and I am too. So let's see. We were in 2 Corinthians 5, and it says... Now, who could that be?
Hi, I'm not late, am I?
Late? Wait, you're Tony Evans. Honey, it's Tony Evans.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you said that. Wait, you're Tony Evans.
Yeah.
Hold it. What do you mean, late?
For Bible study, 2 Corinthians 5, right?
You want to join us for...
I've got some great background on that chapter, and there's a powerful verse in there about substitutionary atonement. Don't worry. I'll walk you through it and explain everything. Let's get started. This is going to be fun.
Wouldn't it be great if you could have one of America's top teachers and theologians right by your side as you study God's Word? Well, even if it doesn't happen in person, it can with the help of the brand new Tony Evans Study Bible. inspirational articles, questions and answers, definitions, devotionals, links to over 150 of his most popular sermons, inspirational videos, and more. The Tony Evans Study Bible, available now at tonyevans.org.
Why would God give him a garden and put a restriction in the middle of it? Because if it's in the middle, that means you're seeing it all the time. No matter which direction you go, you got to go through downtown. You got to go through this middle of the garden, and you got to see this tree that I can't have. Remember now, watch this now. There was only one tree he couldn't have. He could have all the other trees. What does this mean, this tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What is this thing? Well, it was knowledge. There was data associated with it. And it involved good and bad. It wasn't all bad. It was good too. But it had to do with the knowledge base. What is this tree? Let me state it another way. Adam, I have a plan for you and a calling for you and a purpose for you, and I'm going to drop you in it. Your job is to develop it and keep the devil out of it. Now, here's the key to your developing your life in my garden and ruling my garden as I created you to rule it. You are to live your life and run your garden by revelation, that which I reveal. You are not to live your life and regulate your existence by, here it is, human determination. You're not to learn by your own experiences. You're to learn by trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will walk the walk with you. I mean, I told you a couple years ago, I was invited to Fort Worth to speak at a church. So they faxed the directions to me and quickly looked at the directions and put it on the seat. And I drove west on 20. Got off the second exit and turned left. I turned left and was driving and was driving and driving and driving. It's 5 of 7. I'm supposed to be there to speak at 7, but I'm not seeing a church. I'm not seeing a church. I'm looking all over for a church. I'm not in the country. It's 5 of 7. I'm getting a little panicky now because I don't like being late, and so I've got to be on time. So I'm now out here in the country, and I said, okay. Let me turn around and go back because I saw a 7-Eleven. I go back to the 7-Eleven. I walk inside the 7-Eleven. I said, look, I'm looking for this church. You know where this church is? He said, absolutely. He said, you didn't go far enough. I ain't go far enough. I said, in the car. He said, keep going. You're going to run into it. I get back in my car. I go further. Now I'm in the country. Guess what I decided to do? I pull over to the side of the road, and I said, let me slowly read these directions the pastor sent me. Go west on 20, get on 820, take the second exit. Okay. When you get to the bottom of the exit, turn right. See, I read it generally. I didn't read it expositionally. I didn't read it looking for the details of the record. I just was satisfied with a glance. But then when I studied it and when I paid attention to it and when I got particular about it, I saw that I leaned to my own understanding. I thought I knew enough about directions to lean to my own understanding, and I went left. And when I went left, I went way left. But when I went back the right way, when I headed back in the direction that was prescribed for me, when I didn't decide what the right way was versus the wrong way, but I let the pastor of the church tell me what the right way was versus the wrong way, when I got back to the place of the exit and kept going, the church was one block to the right. When I'd gone 15 miles to the left, some of us are living 15 miles to the left. When God says, if you operate by revelation, your future, your calling, your garden is one block to the right, you'll discover that God knows where he's taking you. Doesn't matter how sophisticated the people sound who are giving you advice. If they're not giving you his directions. Because the creator ought to know where the church is. He ought to know where your purpose is, your future is, your mate is, all the things that make up life. He ought to know where they are located. What the devil wants you to do is eat the tree of your own understanding so that he can keep you going left. for years, decades, lifetime. Deuteronomy 30 says, choose life. A lot of the things God says won't make sense. He told Martha, move the stone. Martha said, that don't make sense. God told her, I didn't ask you to understand it. I asked you to move it. I didn't even ask you to agree with it. I just asked you to move it. And not until she responded did she see the miracle take place. Some of us are discussing why the stone shouldn't be moved. And God's waiting for 15 years for the stone to get moved so he could do what he planned to do. We have a pregnancy center. At the pregnancy center, we tell the girls, choose life. They come in, some wanting to abort their babies. We say, no, choose life. But then they argue back. What they argue back is, yeah, but daddy's not in the picture. But we say, choose life. I don't have money. Yeah, but still choose life. Yeah, but this will be my second child out of wedlock. Yeah, right. But still choose life. Our folks call on them to choose right. Because if they go by how they feel, with hormones kicking and with circumstances kicking, if they go by how they feel, somebody gonna die. If they go by how they feel with the knowledge of what they think is best. And so we're in their ears. Choose life. Choose life. God is all up in your ear today saying, choose life. Choose life. I got a garden for you. It's a lot of freedom in that garden. It's plenty of fruit in that garden. There's a tree you can't touch in that garden. But there's life in that garden. It's time to go to the lost and found and reclaim your spiritual authority. If you've lost your way and you want to come back and you want to regain what the devil has slipped into your garden to take. If you're not a Christian, we want to introduce you to Christ. If you are a Christian, we want to connect you with a real relationship to his lordship.
Speaking of what God told us to do, his very first commandment was to love the Lord your God. When we do that, we're actually responding to the love God showed us by sacrificing his son on the cross. Tony has a word about what that does and doesn't mean.
You're not a Christian because you're religious or because you go to church or even because you believe in God. You're a Christian because you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal sin bearer. Being religious, doing good works, that's nice, but it's not sufficient when God demands perfection. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So what God has said is he placed your sin on the cross, on the Christ, and then judge Christ for your sin. If you will go to Christ, he will take Christ's righteousness, which is perfect, and he will credit it to your account. So you will stand before God as though you've never sinned, not because you're sinless, but because you've got a sinless credit on your account. If you will receive Jesus Christ right now, if you will invite him into your life, believing that he died for you and rose for you personally, he will credit your account with perfection because he's already credited your sin on to Jesus Christ. So go to Christ right now and get this free gift of salvation that he's offering to all who come to him for it.
Tony has a video that explains exactly how you can do that. Just visit TonyEvans.org and follow the Jesus link. When you do, check into getting a copy of that brand new compilation I told you about, The Best of Tony Evans 2019. Yours is our thank you gift when you support Tony's work. Your gifts are needed more than ever right now as we try to make up for a serious summer shortfall and take full advantage of a $230,000 matching gift that essentially doubles every contribution, but only for a limited time. Make the arrangements today by visiting TonyEvans.org, where you can also find great life-changing gifts for the people you care about, including two groundbreaking new resources, the Tony Evans Study Bible and Tony Evans Commentary. That's TonyEvans.org, or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. God has promised us a life filled with purpose and the power to carry it out. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains how we can see that promise fulfilled, even if we've been stuck where we are for a long time. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.